yes. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cubba Boy, the Modern Marvel, also known as the Mad One, Harry La Brea. That's right, you guys. It is hump day. It's hump day, y'all. It's early in the morning, traffic going on right now, but we all trying to get where we need to be right now. So, before we get into an In My Mind segment, it's going to be like a spin the wheel type deal. You know, that's how I feel for this morning. But either way, before we get into it, please like, comment, share, subscribe, support the podcast. Check out Late for the Party on all forms of social media, y'all. TikTok, YouTube, Twitch, all of that stuff. Uploaded a few new things on there, so take it again, give it a gander. Also, check out the Late for the Party merch on teespring.com, or is it spring.com? Either way, the link will be in the description once I upload everything to my social media. You can check me out on Linktree. That's Linktree/Late for the Party. Smash all the words together. There you go. Let you know. That's how I roll. And let's go. Damn, I'm on a rhyming session today. I should start getting back into my freestyling, but yeah, man. So much stuff to talk about. Trying to gravitate on which ones I could talk about today. But, yeah. So what I wanted to gravitate to today, this time go around, was I've been, like, really hard-pressed on a lot of films now as of late. But then again, also, with just adaptations of books, novels, video games, all of that stuff. So, and I know I'm a person who's like dead set on source material. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't leave certain things unturned because, you know, that's what made the original property is pretty much what made that character the way they are. And I'm cool with that, you know, especially if people have their, like, their spin. And, I mean, I have some I'm okay with some degree when people want to put their spin or their take on certain aspects because that's how their vision may be for that set story or that set character in that story. But when it comes down to it, it's just like I said, I was hard-pressed on Namor because, you know, Namor was actually, like, one of those characters in the MCU or, like, in anything, like, or in, like, Marvel. Like, he holds some very big shoes, you know what I'm saying? Like, not only he was one of the original characters to Marvel, to like the one of the original three characters to Marvel ever create, you know, Jack Kirby and Stan Lee, he was, you know, it was 1939, Captain America, Namor, and the original Human Torch, you know, fighting Hitler in World War II. You know, Captain America and Namor were brothers in arms, you know? Like, you know, their stories and tales and whatnot. And don't get me wrong, nothing's wrong with the MCU. It's just how their approach at certain things just to make things fit. And then it's like, and then when they start adding things up, it's like, it really doesn't start to make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, prime example. Ultron. When Age of Ultron came out. You know, if anybody who may or may not know, Hank Pym in the comic books created Ultron. But in the MCU, Hank Pym was, Iron Man did Ultron. But then, you know, Hank Pym is in the MCU, but he has no ties to anything that was going on with Tony Stark in that aspect. But, you know, there's like a lot of tweaks and changes. Vision having an Infinity Stone rather than having a battery. So pretty much it's like, and then also now with Adam Warlock being in the new Guardians of the Galaxy, but it's like Adam Warlock is has great connections with Thanos in the comic books. I mean, you know, there's a lot that they changed around to fit certain narratives and everything. Like, you know, Thanos and, you know, worshiping death. The embodiment of death. You know? I mean, but see, certain changes are cool and it does fit, but then there's certain changes that does not. Like changing, like gender swapping, like, you know, like Captain Marvel, or like, you know, or gender swapping certain characters just to check boxes and fixing and changing narratives just to fit a narrative. Now, honestly, I feel that is a bit of a cop out. I'm sorry. Like, if you want me to care about character, like, you know, when people want to say, like, representation should be, like, to me, I think representation, like, when it comes down to media in general, representation, it shouldn't even be that way. It should, I mean, the whole premise about media, especially with story, like, it's writing a good story. And I think that's the problem nowadays. A lot of stuff in the entertainment field is starting to lack to some degree. Hence the reason why we are getting so many films of redos, remakes, all of that stuff. It's like the lack of creativity. And now it's just more like copy and paste, you know, because it's easier. Then we could do unique takes and spins on it or put it in their kind of perspective. And honestly, no, don't do that. If you want to, like, here's the thing. And I think I've said this before, but when you have characters like, or books or any films like Captain America or Namor or anything, and like anything, let's just be honest. All right, let's even look at Superman to some degree. Any of these characters, what's the difference between these characters today and now? These characters have been around for decades. Okay? Decades. Now, over time, they've been through changes and everything, and rightfully so, you know. You always want to tweak and make a little bit tweaks and changes here and there. But those are the writers who are doing the stories. And keep in mind, they've been around long before TV, social media, anything. And how did people know that how did these characters get popular? How did people give a shit about characters like Batman or Superman or Captain America or Spider-Man or anything? Well, Spider-Man was way after, but even still, if you really look at it that way, they went through the trenches. They didn't have social media. They went word of mouth. They had to go, people had to go to newsstands and stores to even pick up their books. You know? That's a big deal. So don't tell me about, like, oh, well, I mean, like I said, and they went through years, decades, all of that. 1938 for Superman, 1939 for Captain America, Namor, and freaking Human Torch. 1938 and 1939 till now. And you can't even give, like, at least the majority of them the respect that they deserve. And don't get me wrong, I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and hard press Namor and what they were trying to do, but dude, you guys are sitting here trying to embellish and make more than what it is and trying to fit, like, you know, trying to, oh, we need representation, we need this. No, look, if you want characters to fit a narrative, then write with the existing characters who fit that narrative, or make new characters and let them go through the trenches just like the people I just said went through. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, but if you want characters, look, Namor is Atlantican. I don't give a fuck if you call him Talokan. Hell, even if you wanted to write the story and, like, be like, oh yeah, there was some folklore about Atlanticans, but yeah, like, the white man calls us Atlanticans, but, you know, we're actually Talokans or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just ridiculous to me. It's like, really? The names, all of that. Oh, Namor. Like, nigga. Namor meaning the avenging son. That's what it means. Originally in the comic books, of course. And then, like, also, like, if you want to talk about diversity, shit, Namor's story is pure diversity. Not only that, his, like, you know, his fan, like, you know, the Atlanticans in Marvel are blue. Shit. The Atlanticans in Marvel are blue. Right? So, when his mama got with his daddy, his daddy's human, his mama's a princess or a queen of Atlantis. They wound up knocking the boots, and then they had Namor years later. The difference is that Namor is fair-skinned. So he doesn't look like every Atlantican. He's not blue. He has Atlantican features, the pointy ears. And then also what makes him real special is because he's a mutant too, because of the winged feathers on his legs, on his ankles. So, I mean, there's some stuff there. And then, like, you know, he's like, oh, well, he's a fair skin. Like, he's different from all the other Atlanticans. That's actually pretty dope. I don't know what it is. It was because of Avatar or some bullshit, or is it because, like, because their people were blue, or Aquaman was doing Atlantis first? Man, who gives a shit? Namor came out before Aquaman. If there wasn't a Namor, there wouldn't even be an Aquaman. So don't give me that jazz about, oh, yeah, well, Aquaman is, nah, bruh, don't, stop. If you want representation, create new characters and roll with it, or use existing characters who fit that tone, or, you know, who can already check that box, like a black Superman. Look, I don't need a black Superman, you know what I'm saying? I already got Icon. You know what I'm saying? I got Icon. Use him. You know, he comes from another planet. That's pretty fucking easy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Excuse me. I'll sit there sneezing up a storm and whatnot. But, I mean, that's easy street. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, oh, yeah, we got to sit here and do this to certain characters and switch their tone just to fit this and that and such and such. Look, you want me to have a gay character? There are gay characters in Marvel and in DC who are superheroes. You do not have to change somebody who's like, all right, Superman's son. But then again, Superman's son is not super. Like, Superman's son doesn't have his own name. He's still Superman. So you can't say that. Oh, it's his son. Really? Uh-uh. You know, give him his own individual name, his own individual character. You know, you're just basically stamping Superman's symbol and his name on top of it. Oh, yeah, Superman's bisexual or whatever, or gay. We're like, what? Since when? Just like what they did with Iceman and whatnot. And nothing's wrong with that. Look, one of my favorite characters who did come out was Northstar from Alpha Flight. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. Northstar was the very first Marvel superhero character to ever come out in the comic books in the 90s, okay? Dope superhero. I think I talked about this already. But, I mean, but this is something that I am very passionate about. You know, someone said, Creating new jobs is easier than finding new jobs. And the problem of finding new ones. Creating new jobs is easier than finding new ones. Either way. But I digress. But my whole thing is that when you're doing stuff like creating characters, and they gotta go through the motions, they gotta go through things, but they do, it does work. Look at Agent Coulson from fucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He wasn't even in the comic books. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, these in all forms of media. Comic books now, you know, and the funny thing is, when they even add characters like Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn was never in the comic books until she got into Batman the Animated Series. The comic, the show. Because they were talking about, Bruce Timm and them were talking about, yo, I think, you know, Joker needs a sidekick. How about we give him a girl? When, you know, he kind of needs his own version of Robin. Ta-da! Next thing you know, years later, Harley Quinn is probably the most famous character, hands down. Shit, same goes for Deadpool. A lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot to it that a lot of people just don't understand. And it's like, you know, you gotta go through the motions and the trenches and everything just to make shit work. And if you're not doing that, then all you're doing is just, you know, going the easy route. You're being doing it the lazy way. And honestly, I think that's a cop-out. And honestly, people need to stop that shit. If you want to create stuff and fit your narrative and your perspective and everything, then write it for yourself. But then what you're doing is, for the people that has been, like, been supporting these characters, the stories, all of that stuff. Now, what you're doing for the people who's been backing these stories and everything up for all this time, you're basically slapping people like us in the face. You know what I'm saying? That's the worst part about it. Because now you're slapping us in the face, and we're the ones who've been keeping this boat afloat for the longest. So put some respect on the characters and the people who support these stories' names. But either way, that was an In My Mind segment, you guys. I'm going to get off the hook right now. This is Late for the Party on Anchor FM. You guys, please like, comment, share, subscribe the podcast, support Late for the Party on all forms of social media. The link will be in the description once I upload everything. You know, you can follow me on Linktree. You can link everything up. Everything is one-stop shopping. Also, you can check me out on, check out the Late for the Party merch on teespring.com, y'all. That's how we do it. Either way, you guys, I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, signing off, y'all. And as always, the Madman says, either way. Shit, I'm forgetting my damn little taglines and everything. Shit, what am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? Shoot. I got the hangover, but I don't recall the party. Yeah. Nah. I like it. I'm sorry. I'm fucking around right now. Okay, all right, here we go. And as always, Harry La Brea says, when you're late for the party, you're always on time.